Pasta Vazool, baby.
Come on in.
Welcome to Scream Until You Like It presents the Amityville Retrospective. I am your host, Ryan, and with me, as always, is your host, Nicole. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Ryan.
And we've got two special guests tonight. We have Jay and Ange, hosts of the WTF podcast. They're here to talk with us about Amityville Dollhouse.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Amityville Dollhouse, released in 1996.
I'm tired of moving, Dad.
I'm gonna stay right here.
Promise?
I promise.
Wow. Look at this neat box.
Dad built a house on this burnt down lot?
Yeah, he did. Help!
Get with the program, boy.
You're trying to really scare me, Dad.
Then kill him, Jim.
For some reason, I feel right at home in this house.
This house gives me the creeps.
Please. Go ahead, do something. I dare you.
To see, I still excite you, Claire.
No! I've seen this place in my dreams.
I've seen it too.
It's bad.
They're coming.
Plot synopsis is as follows. A children's dollhouse, which is a miniature of the infamous haunted Long Island house, is given to a young girl where the demonic evil soon comes out to cause more terror. I'm really happy that these IMDb synopses are getting a lot shorter because some of them were fucking ridiculous.
Oh, I mean, my God. That pretty much covers it, right?
That's yeah. Basically it.
Yeah.
The movie was directed by Steve White and stars absolutely nobody that I can recognize in this one. Nicole, help me out.
I recognized one person, the dad. He was in Summer School with Mark Harmon and Kirstie Alley back in the 80s. That is the only actor I recognized in this entire movie.
I recognized the one person too. She's the girlfriend of the oldest son. It was in That Saturday Show.
That's right. She was.
Who is she in that?
She's Foreman's sister.
Oh, yeah, I don't even know who Foreman is. So
the main guy, like the guy that's played by Topher Grace.
Oh shit, she was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy crap! So she went on to bigger and better things.
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, but before we get into the movie too much here, as always, we like to just sit back, shoot the shit, and talk a little bit about some good movies we might have seen. So I figure we'll let the special guests start out. Jay, Ange, you guys seen any movies you want to talk about?
Offhand, not really. I haven't really had too much time for movies. I'm going to see the Godzilla movie tomorrow, though.
Oh, I'm going to see that next Tuesday.
Yeah, we're going to go see that.
I'm sitting that one out. I'm not going to that one. It's not my kind of thing.
See, Jen's sitting that one out too. I don't get it. Like, what the fuck? King Kong has a robot arm and Godzilla is neon pink. How the fuck do you not want to watch that?
No, thanks. Not my thing.
They fight the main chick from that fucking Disney movie. I don't know.
What Disney movie?
The one about the chick who freezes everything.
Uh-oh. Oh, Elsa.
Kong can't stop this on his own.
He won't be alone.
That makes sense. That's actually pretty good.
I saw the silhouette. I know what the spoiler is going to be. So, Ange, anything you've watched? Movie, TV show, anything?
No, not really. I'm boring and I'm rewatching One Tree Hill just because that's what I'm watching. So, you know.
I have to put a One Tree Hill clip in. It's, fuck.
Yeah, it's good. You're going to love it. And it's amazing.
What do we got here? Truffles. Isn't that romantic?
Well, one good movie. I wouldn't say good, but it was entertaining enough to just kind of shut your brain off and watch it. Was The Beekeeper. Me and Xander watched that one.
I want to see that. I'm a big Jason Statham.
Yeah, some good fight scenes in that one.
Cool.
I haven't been to movies in I don't even know how long. So, you know.
Excellent. Love it. Happy for you guys. Love to hear you guys are so busy. Nicole, what you been watching?
Well, this past Monday, I went to my AMC theater had the Unseen Screens again, and it was horror mystery movie night. And we saw Sting, which was fantastic. It was creepy. It was jumpy. It was funny. It was amazing.
This the spider movie?
Giant spider from outer space terrorizes an apartment building.
I want to watch this.
It was fantastic. Ryan, you would love it. I was really impressed with the amount of practical effects. There was some CGI in there, but they did have a giant spider, that like robotic spider. It was good. It was really good.
Sold. Doesn't even matter if it's a giant piece of shit. Giant robotic spider, like practical effect spider. I'm in. Take my money.
It was really, really good.
I'm just going to say he's terrified of spiders, so he will not be watching that one.
For me. See, though, I feel that once you get to giant spider territory, it's like I'm not a. I had to get over my arachnophobia because it turns out the woman I married is also an arachnophobe. So one of us had to. Bite the bullet.
Saves me.
But I feel once you get into giant spider territory, it the fear is gone. Like once they're bigger than I don't know a moose. I guess.
Yeah, it gets big. Yeah.
it all depends on what kind of effect it is. If it's CGI, it doesn't really bother me so much. But I don't know. The practical ones I think are a lot better than CGI ones.
Oh, I agree. I hate CGI. And they did do some CGI with certain scenes, but there was more practical in there than I expected. And it was really good. Really good. And it's a giant spider that's from outer space. So you can't go wrong.
My whistle is wetted.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Anything else you've been watching?
I did Tuesday. This is a busy week for me. I went twice to the movies. I saw Immaculate and I loved it, but it was dark. I mean, really, really dark.
Yeah, I don't like dark.
But it was good. I love it.
What's it about?
It's about a young woman, a young nun, who goes to this hospital, I guess, in Rome that is all nuns and priests. And I'm sure there's a word for it. I just personally don't know what it is. And she's a virgin and she becomes pregnant. So it's like an Immaculate Conception kind of movie. And I don't want to say anymore because I don't want to spoil it. But it has a really good twist and the ending is bleak. Yeah.
Is there any Jedis in it?
No Jedis.
What kind of question is that?
Unfortunately, no. But it was good. It was scary. It was gory. It was good.
Nice.
Yeah, Nicole knows how I feel about a dark
yeah
movie. I'm not Huge fan of them. I like my horror movies to have at least a little bit of fun.
I don't know. I kind of like them. That sounds more up my alley than whether the other stuff.
Well, if you've listened to some of the topics we do on our podcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
We like dismal.
Jay's just sitting there questioning whatever the fuck he's reading. And you can literally hear the excitement in Ange's voice.
Yep. Whatever. It's all good. We all have our thing.
Anything else, Nicole?
No, that's it for me. How about you?
So this week, what I watched was a movie that I remembered being something I really liked, and I was really excited. I watched it with my son, Jake. Mm-hmm. I watched The Crow with, what's his name there? Smuggly Joe.
What?
Brandon Lee. That was
it. Oh, okay.
Brandon Lee. That's a Simpsons reference. So I remembered loving this movie. Teenage Ryan absolutely loved The Crow. It's kind of boring. I know a lot of people are shitting on that trailer for the remake, but boy, let me tell you, I had more fun watching that trailer than I did revisiting the original movie.
Which is crazy because it's like a really well-liked movie.
Yeah. It is. But have you guys seen it recently?
I know.
I've never seen it. So
I saw it a long time ago. I can't even remember it, to be honest with you.
It basically is Angsty Teenager the movie. Or yeah. Angsty Teenager the superhero. I get why I guess a lot of people would be into it, but I don't understand why anybody over 25 would be into it. If that makes sense.
Maybe that's
No, go ahead.
Maybe that's why you don't like it so much now, but you loved it then.
Maybe. I don't know. Nicole, have you seen The Crow before?
When it came out, and I honestly don't remember any of it.
Excellent. I was fully prepared for you guys to shit on me for saying this. But
No. I'm not a fan if I only bothered with it once and never went back. Yeah.
Yeah, all I'm saying is maybe, so to anybody listening, maybe don't shit on the Bill Skarsgård one until you give the original a rewatch. The other movie that I watched this week, again with Jake, we're really excited. Me and him are huge Alien fans. And the trailer dropped for Alien Romulus. It looks amazing. I'm so excited.
I agree. It looks awesome.
And it was directed by Fede Alvarez. So Jake was like, well, who's that? And I'm like, oh, well, we're watching Evil Dead 2013. Because you're going to get a fucking idea of how violent this movie is going to be. We watched Evil Dead 2013. Absolutely holds up. Easily top three. Possibly my second favorite of the franchise.
Okay.
It's dark. The humor works for when it needs to. It just keeps the movie from getting too disturbing. It does get over the top when it needs to. I don't know. Have you guys? Clearly, you guys have seen Evil Dead 2013, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have not.
Yeah, we went and saw it in the theater. Remember?
Did we? Apparently, I have. I don't remember. I saw it in the
theater.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know.
The one thing I remember about that movie was the bathroom scene, and the girl like sawing it with the glass or something. She was cutting her face or something. She was doing something to her face in the bathroom, and I just remember being so like cringing at that.
Remember? Yeah, that was the whole movie is rough. The other bathroom scene too, where she's standing under the scalding hot water, and you can see her skin tearing because it's blistering so much.
Yeah.
All I remember is that there was a lot of blood in that movie.
So much. It literally rains blood at one point.
Literally, yes.
Okay, I do remember it now. I guess I just forgot what it was called. But yes, I do remember that.
I remember my one kid is in the angsty teenage phase. Mm-hmm. And they were mad because they're like, you made me sit through a movie that has, you know, tree rape and all this violence. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, I'm sorry. I thought you like horror movies. I thought you'd dig it. Well, I didn't want to watch a movie like that. And I called them out. I literally said, didn't you just watch American Psycho last night? They're like, yeah. I'm like, American Psycho is 100 times worse than anything that is in this movie.
Have them watch Inside.
Oh, no, 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 no. But I mean, it's not like it went in blind. It's not like that you just blindly show somebody Evil Dead 2013 right. or even the original Evil Dead. Like, you assume that they can handle this. And yeah, when yeah. they've watched American Psycho, you kind of figure, hey, they'll be okay with Evil Dead. But of course, it was Dad's pick, so it's got to be a thing.
Of course.
But yeah, that was about it for me. So I guess without further ado, we're going to get into the meat and potatoes of this episode.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk about Amityville Dollhouse. And just before we start off with the discussion, Nicole, I feel I owe you an apology. Because I really sold the shit out of this trilogy.
You did, yeah. You told me this was one of the best in the, you know, yeah.
I might have been wrong.
I think you were.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I got that out of the way. Ange, Jay, you guys are the special guests. Why don't you start us off?
Oh, my God. You go ahead. I don't even know where to start with this.
No, like, the first thing I thought of was that kid Jimmy was really, really creepy looking.
What about earthquake proofing, Mr. Martin?
Honey, you can call him Bill.
I made sure that your bedroom has the best view of the backyard. You want me to show you?
Not in a million years. Bill.
Jimmy?
I don't know about you guys, but I was like, what the heck? That's one ugly kid.
Why would you say something so controversial yet so brave?
He's so mean. Yeah, but
isn't that creepy? I'm like, is that the demon right there?
Oh my God. that's funny.
But I thought it started off really, really good, that movie, but it just kind of went really downhill the longer I watched.
Yeah, honestly, the first little bit, I was like, okay, not too bad, not too bad. And then I kept going. I was like, what the fuck is happening right now? Like, literally, I don't know. It went way off the rails for me.
But I just love how Buddy builds that house and never opens the shed. What the fuck? What were you doing for 10 months? Hey, what happened in 10 months? That's pretty good.
He was saving that so the movie could happen.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so happy that the first thing that came out of your mouth, Jay, was Jimmy.
Yeah. Jimmy fucking creeps me out.
I mean, fuck Jimmy, am I right? Like, that kid's an asshole.
Why don't you put your stupid mouse away and come join the party?
I've got a better idea. Why don't you go find yourself an IQ and leave me and my mouse alone?
All right, man, I tried.
When he's doing that little science experiment in his room? Interesting. Like, fuck off, Jimmy.
Fascinating.
What are you even doing there?
Oh, God.
What 13-year-old kid has petri dishes in his room?
I had petri dishes when I was a kid.
Did you?
Yes.
I knew you when you were a kid. I don't remember petri dishes in your room.
You knew me when I was a teenager.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. Okay. Younger kid. I got it.
Jimmy, is that you?
Nicole, I was really excited for you to see Jimmy because I feel Jimmy's a big talking point about this movie. How did you feel about Jimmy?
Jimmy, I understand some kids aren't into sports and all that other stuff. I know some kids are, they like to read and they're into science, but they don't have to look like they you know,
they live under
the stick. Possessed. And this child, I don't understand. He's got a mouse in his room. He's got petri dishes. He's got apparently a little vial of acid, but he's terrified of spiders.
I have arachnophobia. Would you please leave?
Man, you are one uptight little dude.
That I didn't get. And jumping to the middle of the movie, when Zombie Dad is coming up the stairs and he's half rotted, the first thing out of Jimmy's mouth is, "You're starting to scare me."
I'm digging the hole for us, Jim. For us.
You're starting to really scare me, Dad.
Okay, you're not afraid of your dead father who's physically rotting in front of you, but you're afraid of a spider. Jimmy was a little off. I think, Jimmy might have been deprived some oxygen when he was in the womb. He was an odd kid.
He looked like he had an iron deficiency.
Yes. He did. He looked like he was tired and sick. Like, yeah.
Now, at the same time, we at the Amityville Retrospective do not condone shitting on, you know, the personality of children. But this kid is a special case.
Well, it was so taking aback of like how like weird he looked. I had to make sure. I had to go like, this has to be like a 25-year-old playing a kid. Yeah. And I went and checked, and no, he was actually 13 at the time of filming, so it was an actual kid. But
oh, 25, like a burial ground situation.
Yeah.
Well, he did find it on our property, darling. And after all, scientists should be above.
Mama.
Yes, darling, what is it?
Mother, this cloth smells of death.
Okay, I feel we've got Jimmy out of the our systems.
Yeah. Jimmy's covered, I think.
Nicole, what did you want to... What stood out other than Jimmy, which clearly was for all of us? What stood out the most to you?
Oh, a lot of things stood out. I don't understand why we cannot have an Amityville movie without some form of incest. I don't get it, why every single movie has to have brothers and sisters. And this one was mom and stepson. Like, she's looking at a picture of her 16-year-old stepson while she's having sex with her husband. And let me tell you another thing. We cannot have a sex scene without everybody being soaking wet in sweat.
Oh my God, right?
The mom was like pouring sweat while she had her hand down the front of her pants. And while she's like, yeah.
That woman had the weirdest looking navel I've ever seen in my life.
The best part about that scene when she's looking at the picture is dude does like the rock on symbol at one point in the picture. That's too much, man. Come on.
It's just, it's funny that you mentioned the sweat though too, because while we were watching it, Jay's like, why the fuck is she sweating so much?
Yeah, when she comes home from shopping, like, where is she shopping? In the desert? I don't understand.
It's either really good or really bad.
Right.
Another part is though, like when the kid's playing basketball, the older son.
Todd,
yeah. He's playing basketball. She's like, I'm going shopping. And she comes back from shopping and he's still playing basketball. Like, holy Christ, man, that guy's got some endurance.
They live in the middle of the fucking desert. What else is he gonna do?
They needed to get him sweaty too, you know.
Oh, she was sweatier for sure.
She was sweatier.
That shopping
took it out of her.
Looking good.
Oh, hey, Claire.
Hey.
Listen, let's bury the hatchet.
And this movie is really big on the whole sweaty theme because right from the get-go, what the frick is our hero's name? Bill.
Bill.
Yeah.
Bill is a contractor. Questioned by Jimmy from the start about his, he can legally call himself that. And I feel this is the one thing I'll give Jimmy. Jimmy was right to question this.
Yeah.
Because nothing in this house suggests that Bill knows anything about contracting or building a home.
Like the fuse box never worked from day one or what?
Damn. Nice going, Dad.
Years of experience.
You just did all the electrical wiring, sealed everything up, and then it doesn't work?
Mm-hmm.
Literally the safest thing on that property is the creepy, like, Evil Dead 2 shed in the back that houses the evil dollhouse.
Yeah.
The
upside down crucifix door handles were a nice touch.
Yeah.
What was up with that?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, why would you...
He built the house. He should know that. Yeah.
Right? Like, it makes no sense.
Nothing in this movie makes sense.
What the fuck is going on?
This is true.
But yeah, they move in with, I guess it's like a, it's, it really feels like a 90s staple to have like the combined family.
Yeah, it was a blended family.
This was like when people were finally comfortable with the fact that, hey, guess what? You know, people divorce and remarry. Mm-hmm. But Bill, you know, he's built this house and nothing works. Bill is a hazard. He's the most dangerous thing in this movie to his family. but we do get... As you guys mentioned, the fucking shed in the back that's never been opened. But we do get the only Amityville reference in this home, which is the fucking dollhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did it get there?
Well, because the ginger kid put the nails in the feet and there was the fire in his parents' home. And stuff and then dollhouse and shed, right?
Those nightmares never made any sense to me. I had no idea what those were. Right? Like, what the fuck is happening? I don't understand.
No.
Well, I assume that they ran out of the budget to have a child demon, so they just hired a ginger kid.
And Jimmy.
But that kid came up twice, that ginger kid that like put the nails in his feet.
Mm-hmm.
Who was that ginger kid?
Couldn't tell you.
I thought this was one of those things where I just didn't pay attention.
No, there's nothing in this movie made sense. The
parents had no explanation. I didn't get it. I seen this in my dream, but why? I don't know.
Yeah, and there's that scene where he's having dinner with her and he's like, I have these dreams and my parents died in a house fire because I was having dreams about it. Doesn't play into it at all.
No.
And why did the kid have a marshmallow in his mouth? Like, at one point, it looked like there was a marshmallow in his mouth. It's like, what the fuck is that? What was that?
He was going to roast it in the fire.
Just saving it.
I don't know about you guys, but the daughter in this movie just felt like totally unnecessary. All she did was just be like, oh, you're scaring me, house. Like, and kidnap her for what reason? They just sit around the floor and let the dad come in to rescue her? I don't understand what the whole girl part was.
It was just so we could have that really cool scene with the rat under her bed.
I guess so.
Yeah.
That's basically it. She's like, leave me alone, house. Well, then fucking get rid of the dollhouse then. Yeah. You don't want it in your room, tell your dad to take it out of your room.
But one thing... We did get Jody's eyes. We got the red eyes in this one.
Okay, you can say we got Jody's eyes. We could also say that we got the cat's eyes from Amityville 4.
Exactly.
Because let's face it.
We got glowing red eyes.
The whole kid with their dad coming back, he was like an army vet or something. That's Amityville 4 territory right there. Like,
yeah.
This whole side story about the evil dad is literally ripped from Amityville, the evil lamp one.
Yeah.
But we did get the red eyes.
We got the red eyes.
I just like when he's digging the grave out in the back and he just waves up at Jimmy.
Yeah, it's like, hi.
Right.
Dad.
And it isn't until he comes up the stairs where Jimmy says, you're starting to scare me, Dad. My dead dad's a zombie in my bedroom, but it's only now that he's starting to scare me.
Oh, maggot head, yeah.
Jimmy does feel like the kind of person, though, that would ignore several red flags before it became an issue. You know what, though? The dad, the decomposing dad, best part of the movie.
Yeah, I
thought so.
When he gets his time to shine at the end, like, he's quipping like Freddy Krueger. Like, I was having a good time watching him.
We're going to the other side. Don't worry. It only hurts forever.
And then he unceremoniously disappears and we're back to dealing with the dollhouse again.
Yeah.
Well, the best part too is like when he slaps Jimmy and then the mother thinks it was
Bill.
Oh my god, he hit you, that bastard.
Mom, Dad hit me.
You mean Bill hit you?
No, it was Dad hit me.
Don't you defend him.
So the wasp was in it was another thing in the shed, right? It was just like someone had a bug collection going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I did love that when the wasp broke out and Todd went over to like deal with it. I don't know what that wasp did, but it had the strength to knock him back. Like it gave him a fucking Hadouken.
Hadouken!
And yeah, what was up with that? Someone help, please.
I have no idea. Like, it just wanted to go in his ear. And then, like, I noticed, too, like, that would probably cause some damage, that thing. They pull it out, it's covered in blood, so it's probably chewing on his eardrum.
Yeah.
Then later in the movie, he's got his freaking headphones on listening to music. Like, wouldn't that be fucking excruciating pain?
Yeah. Nothing made sense. Nothing.
That's the part that honestly, like, freaked me out the most, because I was just like, oh, my God, that's gross. But
that was cringy, watching the bug in the thing.
I don't like that.
And then they did I'm going to drown it, and they pour a bottle of whiskey in his ear.
Right?
As you do.
Yeah.
As you do when you're trying to drown a bug, just grab a bottle of whiskey, you know. Yeah.
Well, it's the same thing when his girlfriend's on fire there. He throws the mixed drinks on her.
Yes! I'm like, you're throwing alcohol on a fire.
I mean, it worked.
I think I wrote that down, too.
But that's the thing. Like, it's a reoccurring theme that, like, Todd gets into trouble. And the idea of, like, we're going to show a 16-year-old or 17-year-old, whatever he is, we're going to show that he's troubled because he gets his girlfriend over and has drinks.
Yeah.
I don't know about anybody else, but I do feel that's kind of par the course.
Yeah.
Like, that's at that point, I'm kind of hoping my kid does that every now and again.
Yeah.
But apparently in this movie, he's just the devil spawn for mixing a margarita. And that was a fancy ass margarita.
Yeah,
I know. He's getting all the salt on there. Yeah. And he was going all out.
I don't care how loud that blender is. He would have heard her screaming.
Yeah.
Your girlfriend's on fire screaming and you can't hear her over a blender.
She's on fire for so long.
And he doesn't know until he smells it. Like,
yeah. Like, our 14-year-old actually watched this movie with us, and he's like, why is he not hearing her? I'm like, well, apparently he can't hear her over the blender. So he brought up that same point. He's like, what?
Maybe the wasp made him deaf in that ear. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
And it's always the same part that's on fire. It never changes.
It doesn't spread or anything. It's just...
The evil is contained.
To the back of her head.
Another part with the headphones, when it at the end there, and he's trying to take them off, and it goes up really loud.
Yeah,
and he tries to like yank on the cord to unplug. I'm like, just take them off your head, dude.
Exactly. I didn't understand that either.
Yeah, there you go.
He'll be rolling around on the floor.
Oh my god, I can't turn it down. He's all like freaking out. It's like,
evil averted. Oh my god, this movie is a fucking mess.
It's a huge mess. A very huge mess.
Jimmy has a birthday party at some point. That was dumb.
Yeah, and the
bike. Wait, was it? No, it wasn't Jimmy's. It was the girls. It was the little girls. Because the evil crushed her bike.
Yes.
So that it could
put the car in drive and another car by itself.
So she can get the dollhouse instead.
Yeah.
Oh, the Amityville evil is so big about driving cars.
It is. It is.
Oh shit, you know what? I'm glad I brought this up because we have not brought up the best part of the movie, and that is Bill's sister and her husband.
Oh my god.
That was going to be next on my list with Tobias. Yes.
Yes.
Do not. Okay, you know what? Do not shit on Tobias. Tobias is
He was the best character in the whole movie.
I was just going to say, he's my favorite character in the movie. So, you know.
I don't understand why he didn't just leave, though, with them at the end. Why do you have to stay in the light circle?
What's he going back to? Bill and Bill's sister?
Well, no.
Bill's sister that he left lying on the floor covered in a broken bookshelf.
Head
all bloody.
All the books. Yeah.
Like, yeah, go help Bill. Like, no, I'm going to get you off the floor first. You know, like, I didn't. Yeah. It collapses on her and he still just sits there.
Bill's got that star power, though.
Oh my god.
I'm like, why did he grab that piece of skin that Buddy was holding on to and put it in a box with the doll? I don't understand any of that part. Like, I was expecting those for. It didn't come into effect in anything.
No. And then during the seance, he's got the voodoo doll on the table and he stabs it and it bleeds and the wasp comes out.
Yeah.
Well, the dolls were the demons.
Right.
Like the demons we see at the end were the dolls that were in the house.
The husks. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
But his wife is on the floor bleeding, unconscious, because she got crushed by a bookshelf and he's going to. Yeah. No wonder he stayed. He's probably like, if I go back there, she's going to kill me. Yeah.
She's going to be so mad.
Yeah.
She's going to be furious.
He's like, here's my out, man. Fucking take me.
I lived a good life. But no, you're absolutely right. Like, there is no reason for Tobias to go. Like, he's established the, you know, very, very fancy looking light. What is that? Like a salt?
Yeah.
Somebody help me out here.
Yeah.
It looked like salt. Yes.
Like a barrier or something.
Like a protection circle.
Like a shield.
A protection circle. Yeah. Which in this case looks like, you know, a light show that you'd see at a high school dance.
Amphidar. They won't cross into the light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, there was absolutely no reason for Tobias to join them. The demons could not get through.
Right.
And by the time they finally do get through to injure Tobias, Bill's already yeeting that fucking house into the fireplace.
Yeah.
The fireplace that just keeps magically lighting.
Lighting, yeah.
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 Forever.
I like at the end, though, the house fucking blows up. And then they cut to the house burning in the fireplace. Still, I'm like, the house blew up.
Yeah. I
saw the fireplace is still standing.
I thought that, too. And I was like, why is Bill standing around? Like, the house is burning, Bill. It's time to leave. But after seeing the house explode and realizing that the fireplace was still okay, I was like, oh, shit. No, Bill was right to stay and make sure that fucker was burning. Because apparently, even though the house has just been fucking destroyed, the dollhouse and the immediate area it's in is still okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're just chilling in the back of the truck watching it.
That dive into the back of the truck. Oh my God. That was that the dive worst. Was a good part, yeah.
At least sure there was a reason for it. Like, at the most, a window gets blown out. Like, what the fuck were you doing?
Yeah, I just don't care.
That final scene when they're fighting Zombie Dad and she's on the couch tied up and Jimmy's tied up and Bill comes in. That was the slowest choreographed fight scene I have ever seen in my life. That was so bad. Like, they weren't even trying to throw punches. No. Like, it was awful.
It was bad. Or when the car turns on and the dad starts choking to death in the garage with the giant window sitting right there. Like, why don't you just smash the fucking window and jump out? He likes jumping out of things dramatically. You think he would have thought of that?
He wasn't even unconscious. Tobias just came in and went, let's go. And they ran out and then fell on the ground.
Tobias can open the garage door, no problem.
That's because Tobias got that, you know, juju. But we've been all over the place with this discussion. And this movie is just hard, a series of scenes. This I'm not going to lie, this is single-handedly the biggest disappointment that I've had with this franchise up until this point. Yeah. I remembered absolutely loving this movie.
When we were watching this, I was like, why the fuck did he pick us to watch this one? What the hell is this?
Well, to be fair, I picked you guys for this one because I wanted you on. And I'm like, well, they're either doing this or they're waiting until we get to like fucking Amityville Jailhouse or some shit like that.
That might have been preferable.
Amityville aquarium decoration. That'd be a the fish are demons or something. I don't know.
Actually, Nicole and I were joking about that because I was like, well, they have a true crime podcast and I literally brought them on to an episode that has nothing to do with any true aspect of this franchise at all.
Yep.
So before we wrap it up, though, any other, because we have been all over the place, is there any other key scenes somebody wants to mention?
Oh, God.
I'm trying to think. No, the incest was fucking weird. The sweat use was way too much.
Yeah.
And screw Jimmy, man.
That's the best synopsis I've ever heard.
Sorry. The best part of the movie was when the dad's looking at the fireplace. He's like, it's a portal. And he just jumps in. How do you know it's a portal? Like, they didn't even bother trying to explain that. How did he figure it out that it was a portal?
Because he had the dream where his daughter was yelling at him on the other side of the fireplace.
But don't throw something in to test it. Or test it first. Just head first.
Just dive head first into the friggin' stone fireplace.
Yeah. I mean, in his case, it worked. And actually, yeah, before we wrap this up, I do want to talk, because this is the only scene where we, well, other than the creepy army dad, we get the demons. And this movie is really proud of those fucking demons.
Yeah.
They're so bad.
They look like B-roll from Labyrinth.
Yeah.
I thought I was watching Lord of the Rings with goblins or something. They're just coming in with their spears or whatever. What's going on here?
And it makes absolutely zero sense. in the grand scheme of like this franchise has never delved into actual demons. And this movie doesn't even warm you up to the idea of demons.
No,
it's just like, hey, Bill has jumped through the fire. Thank God it worked. But hey, demons. Full on wings, like Beelzebub. We're talking hell on earth demons.
Yep.
Like, was that supposed to be Satan, the big one with the wings, or what?
I think so. I don't know. That's what I took from it, yeah.
Can I just say, too, when Tobias jumps through the portal, the first thing he said was like, man, that was hot. It's like, okay, you jumped through fire, it's hot. Like, what?
This movie
jumped through a portal, it was hot.
Yeah.
This 90s trilogy has been great for zingers, because we got in It's About Time, we got It's About Time. In A New Generation, we got 7 years bad luck.
Yes.
In this one, we get Jimmy bitching about the fact that Bill is definitely not a real contractor. I feel they dropped the ball on the zinger.
Yeah.
You know, Todd, I've been thinking. That house was definitely not up to code. Your father's a great guy, but the fact that he holds a contractor's license is scary.
But you're right, little brother.
They did.
But, hey, Todd and Jimmy. Todd called Jimmy little brother, so we get the resolution there, and they're going to be a family unit now that's going to need a shit ton of therapy.
but from now on, they're only going to rent.
Yeah, that was the other one. That was the other one. And I'm thinking, well, in 2024, that hits real different.
We can build another house.
Hey, next time. That's just rent.
Let me go lease.
Because I don't care. If you told me I had the choice of buying a house that was infested with demons and there was a good chance that a solid 50% of my family was going to be wiped out, or I had to rent,
yeah,
I'm going with the demons. All right, so if nobody has anything else, we'll jump into the rating space. And as always, we allow our special guest to go first. Jay and Ange, out of 10, what do you give Amityville Dollhouse?
What are you rating this?
Honestly, I'm going to give it a 4 out of 10.
That's generous, I think.
I mean, it was started out creepy and weird, and then it just got really weird and didn't make any sense, so... I'm going with a 4. I laughed at it because it was so stupid. It was funny.
Definitely.
But... they were going for it, though.
So that's why it gets the 4. It doesn't get a 4 because it was scary.
I'm giving it a 2 just because I didn't mind the first part when it was a somewhat normal movie, and then it just went completely off the rails. So it's getting a 2 from me.
Solid. Nicole, what do you got?
I got, well, my rating system... that I stole from Clint. I have 6 points, cast, acting, story, effects, opening, and ending. And I give them all 1 out of 10 and then average them up. This one, and only because I thought the zombie makeup was not bad, it gets a 2.5. And that's it. It was just too many characters, too many stories all thrown into one, and nothing made sense.
That's fair. So, unlike Nicole, I have no system, and I just rate how I feel. I'm giving this movie a 3.5, and that hurts my heart, because going into this, I guaranteed I was going to give it a 7.
Oh, my.
This movie raised my hopes for decent Amityville schlock and dashed them very expertly. This story is a mess. The special effects are nowhere near as good as Teenage Ryan remembers. There is very little that is redeemable about this movie. Oddly enough, the thing we shit on the most, I was entertained by the most, and that's Jimmy. I loved to hate Jimmy.
Yes.
Everything else about this, the special effects are a downgrade from It's About Time, which... man, I wish I could go back and re-rate It's About Time, because it would get a lot better than what I gave it. I went back and rewatched it. I actually said that was the low point of this trilogy.
No, it wasn't.
I know. I can't believe I said that.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, there is very little that's redeemable about this. I could see it being a good time if you got your buddies together, like we do with the watch-alongs. Like if we're having a few drinks and shitting on a movie, we could have a good time with this. But as somebody who had to literally watch this three times because I kept fucking falling asleep, and I believe, Jay, you said the same thing.
Yeah, I fell asleep for the last half hour of the movie the first time around. I finished it up today. I'm like, okay, let's check out this ending. And I was like, wow, I didn't miss much.
I mean, you did, though, because that's when all the fucking demons came out.
This is all the good stuff happened, arguably.
Tobias was speaking Latin and shit.
Yeah, what the hell, man?
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah, it is a this was unfortunate. I immediately regret doing this retrospective because in my mind this trilogy was so good. And this retrospective has ruined that for me.
Yeah, pick another movie next time, a better one, and we'll come back. Just don't pick another shit one like this.
This was at the same time, moving forward. Sorry, guys.
We need to have them back for Amityville Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, we actually don't have anybody for that one because everybody refuses it.
It's, I won't watch it again. It's for a retrospective. I only saw it once and I will not watch it again. It was like every other Amityville movie, including Dollhouse. They're an hour and a half long and it feels like I'm sitting there for 3 or 4 hours.
I liked
it's
Thanksgiving.
Just never ending.
Just to add to the Thanksgiving one, like I did an Amityville episode for our podcast, and I've talked about some of the movies, and that was one that I mentioned. I think the tagline was something like "Happy Thanksgiving, Mother Clucker" or something, and I thought that was hilarious.
Probably. To be fair, there's a turkey in it for all of 8 seconds, and
it's
again during a really awkward sex scene, which this franchise is famous for.
Yeah.
Cool.
Awesome. But yeah, no, you're right, Ryan. The best part about this movie was all the Jimmy / zombie dad interactions. That was the best part.
Yep, Right. So just before we get into the plugs, we are going to try a new segment that I was excited to try with Nicole. And I do apologize, Ange and Jay. I forgot to mention it to you guys, but you're going to be part of it too.
Woo!
And that is, I want y'alls to guess out of the customer reviews on Amazon, how many percentage wise gave this movie 5 stars?
Oh my God.
So I'm going to start with Jay and Ange. You guys go ahead each, and we're going to do Price is Right rules. Whoever gets the closest without going over wins. There are 94 ratings total. Mm-hmm. What percentage of those was 5 stars?
I have a hard time putting any faith in Amazon ratings.
That's why I picked it.
I'm going to say probably it's ridiculous and they're all lying. And I'm going to say 70%.
Yeah, you think
70%
so?
From Jay. Yeah.
I'm going to go. Okay, so I'm going to say a little bit less. I'm going to say like a 64%.
64 from Ange. Nicole, what you got?
I'm going to say 10%.
So one of you is only 3% off and the winner, and that is gonna be Jay. 73% of the people who reviewed this on Amazon gave it 5 stars.
Oh my god,
these people shouldn't have computers.
This has a 4.3 out of 5 on Amazon.
How
is that possible? Wow. I don't. Did they watch the same movie?
It's just bonkers.
Damn.
I don't get it.
I mean, a lot of them are just rating the quality of the DVD.
Yeah, well.
So
the packaging had vibrant colors. 5 stars.
Here's one random review that I pulled that I enjoyed. It's 2 out of 5. Well, the movie started off all right, and I enjoyed it to about the halfway point. When the zombies, monsters, and that dragon thing came into play, it gets a bit weird. Luckily, the intuitive Uncle Biker hippie saves the day. 2 out of 5.
Nice.
And sacrifices himself in the process.
Yep. and thinks that a handful of salt's going to repel the devil. Yeah.
Well, that's all you got to do. Look, if all those exorcist movies that we've watched together have taught me anything, all you need is a handful of salt.
Handful of salt.
And like Corinthians 12 through 85 or something like that.
Yeah. In Latin.
Yeah. Got to be in Latin.
Of course.
Oh, all right. So yeah, let's jump into the plug section again. Special guest, you guys get to go first. Go ahead and plug away. What do you guys do?
All right. So we have a podcast called WTF True Crime and Other Shit. It's mostly true crime. We occasionally do some other stuff, like our we do some paranormal stuff. He does some like
urban legends kind of thing.
Urban legend episodes. But yeah, that's on like all the platforms, Spotify, Apple, all that stuff, and it's just WTF True Crime and Other Shit. And we'd love for you to listen.
I can vouch for them too. I do listen to them while I'm driving. So many shows run like this hour and a half, 2 hour crap. You guys keep it short and sweet. You get all your information in. Your average is about 30 minutes, 20 to 30 minutes.
Yeah, usually about 25, 30. Yeah.
It's like, as you guys mentioned, as far as the podcasting world is concerned, it's like a good snackisode. Yep. I guess this would be
trademark that.
Snackisode. I guess you guys being on here would technically be a special guest-isode.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect.
But yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely recommend it. It's just a nice, light little listen, very easy. You don't have to invest a bunch of time.
Thanks.
Nicole? As always, this amazing. Hey, you're not wearing. I'm wearing.
I know your mine's. It's in the wash again. I'm not wearing my Scream shirt. I'm wearing my. I like horror movies and maybe like three people. Yeah.
That's one of them.
If I had Jimmy in front of me, I'd punch him in the face. So I am plugging, as always, Scream Until You Like It. If you're watching this, it's on YouTube. We are also on Facebook. Mike and Victoria do an amazing job running that that group. Also Instagram, TikTok, all of the platforms, like, subscribe, all that stuff.
Fantastic. And also I want to add to what you've said. All of our episodes are also on all the podcatchers. So if you listen to Apple Music, Spotify, anything like that, you can totally catch us. And 99% of the jokes work. I do put in some video only jokes that I have had actually feedback that says what the fuck was going on for that 3 seconds. It's because I look at video first, guys. Okay. I'm sorry. But yeah, and of course, myself, as always, if you like listening to me and you want to hear me rant even more, check out the Hormonal Werewolves. We have our YouTube page and our Facebook page. We are the weekly YouTube show that talks about movies, new and old, good and bad, and everything in between.
And I just want to add real quick, too, this is actually our first time doing video because we are only audio for our podcast. So this was a different, whole different ball game for us.
No, you guys did great.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us on here. It was fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
It's been a blast. But if nobody has anything else left to say, as always, I have been Ryan.
And I have been Nicole.
And they have been
Jay
and Ange.
And remember,
Smire, you son of a bitch.
Better where they went.
Oh!